Now, we saw here, and I'm picking up at verse 23 of Proverbs 26, burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd covered with silver dross. He that hateth dissembleth with his lips, and layeth up deceit with him. When he speaketh fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart, whose hatred is covered by deceit. His wickedness shall be showed before the whole congregation. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein. He that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. This is probably one of the longest sections and the strongest sections against hypocrisy. And it means hypocrisy among God's people. And there are those that make a profession of faith. After all, the hypocrite in the church and the hypocrite among God's people should not disturb those inside or those outside, for the very fact that they do not counterfeit $1 bills. They do counterfeit $20. They only counterfeit that which is valuable, and no one, as I know, is making counterfeit pennies. The thing is that these things are to be noted, recognized, and then the warning is given here. It's against those that are two-faced. Those that will come to you, say one thing to your face, they say something to your back. They flatter you, and yet in their hearts they hate you. It was Tacitus who made the statement, "It is common for man to hate those whom they have injured." And when you find out that someone has injured you, you can be sure of one thing, it's because he hates you. That hatred is in the heart. You have that example of flattery in the Bible in Haman. You remember how he flattered, and yet this man plotted to destroy an entire people, and even that would encompass and take in the queen upon the throne. Evil man, a man that flattered the king, and yet it was obvious that he was planning to overthrow the king. This is something that you find in Christian circles, and we need to recognize it. There's no use covering over. There's probably no place in the world where there is all of this cover-up as there is in the church. We try to act like it's not there, that somehow or another, if we ignore it, it'll go away. We feel like our church is defeated if anybody mentions the fact there's a hypocrite around. We feel like we in ourselves are defeated if we acknowledge that even in our own hearts there's this root of bitterness sometime. So that I think Christians need to face up. And these Proverbs are very good at making us face up.